This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So, I guess you're in Washington, D.C. We're joined again by Dean Weingartner. Are you in the Capitol?
Well, I'm right across the Potomac in Arlington, Virginia. So it's very close, certainly in the metropolitan area. And there's a metro station. D.C. has some of the best public transportation in the country and maybe in the world. It's the best stuff money can buy. Of course, you and I paid for it.
Of course. So, do you have a gun with you?
You know, I actually
don't want to talk about that.
Contemplated bringing one, and I think we can talk about it because it was something I struggled with. Because I normally take one everywhere I go, but I'm only going to be here for like one day, and it's gotten to be a little bit of a hassle. I don't like to fly anyway.
Right,
and
you normally drive everywhere, don't you?
Flight for one day, you know. I decided not to. There, the D.C. is just so horrendously nasty about guns. I would have to leave it in the hotel room,
right?
If I didn't want to risk going to jail for a very long time,
right.
I wasn't sure I wanted to leave it in the hotel room. It's a little different when I travel by vehicle; gives me more options. But flying. And then being here just one day, you know, I didn't. It's first time I haven't for a while. But then when I was in Australia, I couldn't have a gun with me there either,
right,
and that
right.
was for 3 months. So it's not like I can't exist. And I did bring a couple pocket knives with me. I understand that it's legal to carry a pocket knife in D.C.
Wow, those guys are just off the chain, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, in fact, I was reading on some of the laws about pocket knives in D.C., and they said you can carry a pocket knife, and this is just a haunting refrain from Australia, as long as its primary use is not as a weapon. So you can carry a pocket knife for other stuff, but not for the constitutionally protected thing of self-defense.
Okay.
And I'd actually love to see somebody challenge that because I don't think it would hold up under the Catano decision by the Supreme Court. And I think it'd be a good case. But who wants to be a test case unless you got a couple million dollars backing you up?
Indeed. Indeed, yeah.
But I could see somebody with just a belt knife or, you know, a dagger or something like that. Deliberately getting arrested in D.C. so he could test it. But, you know, and the D.C. courts are so horrific to start with. You know, like I said, you need a lot of money. Preferably you'd be somebody who was a resident here so it wouldn't be such a hardship.
Right.
You know, like Heller was.
Hmm.
You know, Dick
when
Heller.
You,
so,
when,
yeah, I am. Go ahead.
When you travel, do you have like a I've thought about – I prefer to drive, except in I don't drive to Las Vegas. So I fly to Las
Vegas.
Yeah,
that's a long way.
yeah, for the NRA shows, I drive most of the time, and for Las Vegas, I fly. So I don't carry a gun in Las Vegas because even though I can apparently walk down the strip with one hanging around my neck, I'm not going to be allowed to go into any of the hotels, as far as I know. I haven't checked on all of them.
Well, not the casinos, anyway.
Yeah. And yeah, I got to pass through the casino to get to my room, so.
Well, there are motels you can go to where they don't have that restriction, but not the Palazzo where they have the SHOT Show.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. But the, well, I'll confess, what can I say? Confession is good for the soul.
Sure.
I went to I used to be a libertarian.
Okay.
And I went to a Libertarian Party function in Las Vegas quite a few years ago.
Right.
And they had a sign on the door, no firearms allowed. Well, I had a firearm with me, as I usually did, and it was legal for me to carry it in Las Vegas, but as you say, you couldn't take it to the casino. I mean, or into the hotel, and that's where the meeting was being held. So I went back, and I, you know, stashed it in the vehicle. I went back in, and, you know, I'd asked them about, you know, can I, what's your procedures on firearms or whatever. So I went up to the function, and when I got up there, here a security guard came up and said, I want to search your bag. And I said, why? He says, well, I want to search it to see if you have any firearms. And I said, well, I don't want to let you search it. And he said, well, you have to let me search it because this is private property. And I said, well, what is the option if I don't let you search it? He says, well, then you have to leave the hotel. So I said, well, okay, go ahead and search it. He searched it, and there was nothing there. But it shows you the pressures that you're under, you know.
Yeah.
And that is, you know, you can have private tyranny to a point, too, if all the private interests gang together, and that's what people are trying to push with Apple and the Google and Facebook. But I do. I normally do take drive to Las Vegas, and so I don't worry about it usually.
Right.
And Nevada was moving in a pretty good direction until Bloomberg spent tens of millions of dollars there to, you know, buy some political influence, and he got it.
Bloomberg. Do you? I've thought about this, and I don't know how I would do this, but I'm trying to think of a way that I would mount a safe in my car. You know, bolt it to the car to where I could, if, because I don't want to leave a gun in the car.
Yeah, no, you have a good point. And I had a safe, a real nice little safe. They don't make them anymore, but like quarter inch thick steel, and it was a very serious bolt on it. And I had, I attached it with a cable sometimes when I went from vehicle to vehicle. And I intended to bolt it directly to the floor, but I ended up not quite doing that. I think my daughter has it now. But if you're going to, you know, bolt something to the floor, or even a cable to a frame, will deter most thieves because they can't immediately get at it, and they'll need something like a bolt cutter or a special tool to get a hold of it. But, you know, the best systems I've seen are where they're actually bolted directly to the chassis and are a very sturdy safe. And there are some of them still out there. But as I said, the one that I had, I don't think they make it anymore. But it's literally a very difficult. You'd need very tough tool to break into it.
Yeah.
And I thought about putting a decal on it, caution, gunpowder inside, so the torches would be ruled out.
We're coming up on the first break, so if you'll hang on right there when we get back, I want to talk about why you're there. Dean is the most red. He's the most red guy in Washington, D.C. right now as far as in the gun world. He's the most red writer because just since he's been here on Wednesday, he's published two more stories, which we'll talk about later. But you can find a preponderance of his work by going to ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Carrera-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. He's in D.C. for the... What are you there for?
Well, I'm here to cover the Second Amendment rally on the 2nd of November at the Capitol Building in D.C. And this is a rally put together by some activists. They announced it 6 weeks ago. Rob Pincus is the director of the media relations for Save the Second, and he announced it at the Gun Rights Policy Conference. And I have to say that I am sympathetic to the views of the people who organized the rally, but 6 weeks just isn't a lot of time to organize a large rally for D.C. People have their lives, and they have to schedule trips and vacations and such often well in advance if they have a job. And so I think that the rally is going to have to depend on people who can take a day or two off and are within driving distance of D.C. mostly to attend this about 3 or 4 hour rally at the Capitol. And it's the dynamics of this, I fear, are simply working against this rally being a really huge one. It's just hard for people to take time off on a short notice to arrange to get here. And in the middle of all this, it happened when there was a lot of turmoil in the NRA. And part of the reason of this rally, I presume, was to show that there was strong support for the Second Amendment outside of that did not depend on the NRA, let's put it that way. Well, a lot of the controversy about the NRA seems to have died down, and it seems to be making a comeback. And at the same time, both President Trump and Vice President Pence have come out with strong pro-Second Amendment statements. And I think because of the leadership of President Trump, I think he was basically playing rope-a-dope with the people who want to disarm us, talking about, well, we can discuss this option, we can discuss that option, and you keep discussing options until suddenly some other important issue comes up like impeachment, and now gun control is off the table.
Yep.
Huh, funny how that works. But so all those people who said that, President Trump shouldn't be talking about this or that or the other thing, well, it seems to me like he talked about this and that and the other thing and got us right out of a mess. So, it's hard to argue with the success of that. I mean, do you remember that wasn't it just a month ago that all the networks, all the media that just almost all the media except a little bit the conservatives have was calling, gun control's on the table. Trump's going to sign it. We're right there. At the minimum, we're going to get universal background checks. We're going to outlaw, those whatever they mean by the term assault weapons now. We're going to put limitations on magazine capacity. Why, all this stuff is doable because the people demand it right now. And suddenly, 3 weeks later, I'm not hearing anything about that. Huh. So maybe I am giving the president a little bit too much credit, but I don't think so. Everything I've seen as I followed him is he is literally a genius. He is an extremely bright guy, and he has learned how to play the media like a Stradivarius. And he understands them far better than they understand themselves, I believe. And, of course, Vice President Pence has always been a very strong Second Amendment supporter. And, I think that President Trump might not be as technologically well-versed in firearms as you or I, you know, who that's our, where that is our life and our focus in a lot of ways. But he's knowledgeable enough. He has plenty of experts he can go to. And I understand that he seems to have, you know, backed away from this idea that suppressors are bad, for example. So I have hopes. I mean, we thought it would get done in his first term, but I have hopes that in the second term we can get something like the Hearing Protection Act through.
Sure.
Because that is certainly one of the most idiotic pieces of federal legislation we've ever had, is this insane regulation of sound suppressors, safety gear, essentially.
Yeah.
Well, in most of the world, if you have a firearms license, you can get a suppressor without too much trouble.
In England, where you can't buy the gun, you can buy the suppressor at an Ace Hardware store.
Yeah, in some places you can, certainly. And I almost am afraid to mention it too much with the current political climate in New Zealand, where they're trying to put, you know, extreme gun registration on the books, but they're getting some pushback on that.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are. So, I'm sorry to hear that about that. I know there's was a lot of high hopes for this. I know a bunch of people that are there.
They're going to have some great speakers, I'm sure, and I'm going to be reporting on it. I'm going to go early, see if I can get some interviews, maybe. But it's only one day, and it's only for a few hours, and I don't see how you could hope for more on a short lease like this, you know, where you start out with only 6 weeks advance notice. And I've been to a number of D.C. rallies before, and some of them had a pretty good impact, even though they weren't very big. there was one, it has to be 8 or 9 years ago, where a few of us gathered at a park across from D.C., across the Potomac, and we were there openly carrying semi-automatic rifles and holstered pistols, and the media just went bonkers about it. How dare these people openly carry rifles that, you know, that we call assault weapons? How dare they? And it made a big splash. So maybe this will make a good splash, too. We'll see.
We'll see. Coming up on the next break, Dean is in D.C. We'll find out what we'll get a report from you on Wednesday about that. But when we get back, we're going to talk about a couple things.
I'm hoping I can get something out tomorrow. But, you know, you got to travel and be there. The Metro is good. Spend a lot of money on it. It should be good.
Well, we'll be right back with more from Dean Weingarten. We got a couple of things to talk about that he has published that I want to talk about. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Robert Francis O'Rourke is abandoning his fledgling presidential campaign, writing that it's clear that this campaign does not have the means to move forward successfully. The former Texas congressman had been lagging for months in single digits in public opinion polls and was at risk of not qualifying for the November debate. Senator Lindsey Graham says the latest efforts from House Democrats in the impeachment inquiry against President Trump are inadequate.
What I see here is just a continuation of an effort to destroy the Trump presidency. And if you impeach this president based on this phone call, you're wasting the country's time. You're dividing the country unnecessarily.
Speaking in his home state of South Carolina, the Republican says the process has been grossly unfair and vastly different from what happened with President Nixon and President Clinton. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Straight from Washington, D.C. right now, we're talking to Dean Weingarten. I saw your follow-up to the thing in Norway, and I talked about that earlier today on the weekend show that you've taped with me before. That apparently there's a big difference in between what the people in Svalbard. Svalbard, whatever the difference is between, yeah, they have a different idea of what people should carry in defense of bears in Norway, don't they?
Yes, they do. They just aren't pushing bear spray like it's pushed here in the United States. And maybe it's because there aren't any bear spray manufacturers in Norway. I mean, it's just a thought, you know. But they don't give bear spray much credit, and I think there's good reason for that. They're talking in Svalbard about polar bears. And, you know, where polar bears are, it's generally quite cold, and bear spray doesn't work real well when it gets down below freezing, partly due to the propellants used to pressurize it, I think. And, of course, it also doesn't work real well in real high winds. And you often have some pretty high winds up there in the Arctic. And so it's just not considered a viable option by the governor of Svalbard. Now, he did say in they reformed the regulations in 2015, and in the reform they said they would study bear spray to see if it might be an option. So I haven't seen any study come out yet. They're probably still working on it. And now, just an aside from Svalbard, because I think it's fascinating because they have some more regulations there too. But I heard on the news break a very sad thing. It appears that Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke is dropping out of the race. Did you hear
that?
Yeah,
I did. I'm just beside myself.
You know, and while he was not known for his honesty and integrity and almost anything else, he appeared to be fairly honest in his desire to want to confiscate rifles from ordinary citizens.
An honest gun driver, who'd have thunk it? Yeah.
It's very rare to have that honesty. Most of the people on the left are perfectly willing to lie about it all the time. So, you know, I kind of found it refreshing that Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke, in his small iota of honesty and integrity that existed in his conscience, had the honesty to say he wanted to confiscate guns from ordinary people.
Yeah, but Beto was sort of dumb, though, wasn't he? I mean, he was up there saying, I think the rampage killers will sell their guns back before they go do the rampage killing if I ban them.
Well, you know, what's amazing to me is you look at his campaign, he came within like 4 or 5 percentage points of unseating Ted Cruz in Texas. That shows you the power of the national media when they get behind a Senate campaign. Who would have thought that Beto O'Rourke, you know, pushing gun control, would have been able to get within, you know, like 4 percentage points of Ted Cruz in Texas? And yet he did. But it was all out national. He is the latest savior of mankind. Plus, how many tens of millions of dollars was he given by Hollywood and other interests like George Soros and so on, I think?
Sure. Right now, that I guess we'll be focusing now on Spartacus and Willie Brown's side chick Kamala Harris. But you know, they tried to get from Cory Booker. They tried to say, "How are you going to enforce your gun control plan?" And he was like, "He didn't ever answer it."
He just implied unicorn droppings will do it for them. I think. But I didn't really want to go away completely from Svalbard because
sure.
It is fascinating, and you can go on the net. I mean, that's how I did the research there, and they have their regulations about what are acceptable firearms for defending against polar bears. And basically, they allow rifles, shotguns, and handguns. But the rifles have to be at least 308 or 30-06. At least 180 grain bullets, and they say expanding. I'm not sure why they demand that, but they do. And they have energy levels that are required. And then they allow 12 gauge shotguns. I think that if you showed up there with a 10 gauge, they would allow it. But you know, there's only very few. The IFCA Mag 10 might be a choice. And then they don't recommend double barreled shotguns.
Nope.
And then they allow handguns, but they have to be at least .44 caliber and firing a projectile of at least 239 grains with 883 foot-pounds, which are full-power .44 Magnum loads. And you can get a few .41 Magnum loads that would qualify. And, of course, the monster magnums like the .480 Ruger, the .454 Kazool, the .500 Smith & Wesson, the .460 Smith & Wesson, I think the .475 Limbaugh, is that it? It's kind of a proprietary or a custom cartridge. So there are other firearms other than the .44 Magnum commercially available that you can get, but the .44 would be the one to choose if you met the requirements, which when you get there, you have to prove that you've attended formal firearms training or instruction in a club or for 4 times during the past year, and then they might grant you a permit to carry a handgun around that you bring with you. They won't rent any handguns.
Yeah, that's right. They'll rent rifles and shotguns of a certain type, but they'll definitely rent rifles, but they don't rent pistols.
Yeah, which I thought was
They recommend rifles, though, don't they? They want rifles.
Yeah, they do. They do. And I thought that the ideal bear defense rifle for something like that would be a full power military, like an FNFAL, 20 round magazines, or an M1, M14. I mean, with 20 round mags. Lots of shots to try to warn the bear off, and plenty left over to take care of it if it won't take the hint.
Well, they don't mention the 10 millimeter either, but you know.
No, they don't. And
I'm not going there anytime soon. I'm not.
I can tell you this because I was hoping to write an article, but there's no article there, so I'll tell you about it. I got a hold of the Danish sledge patrol, which patrols Greenland with dog sleds. They did this during World War II, and I hope to get a book reasonably soon that details that, and I might write a review on it. But they still do it, and they're a special forces type group, very select people, and they do very hard training and difficult stuff. And they carry the 10 millimeter instead of a 9 millimeter.
I tell you what, we're coming up on the next break. You want to explain that at the beginning of the next
segment? Yeah, I'll do it in the break.
Let's do that. And then, of course, Dean is in D.C. right now. He's going to be covering things. I think he should be a speaker, but he's going to be covering things. So hopefully we'll get some good stuff out of that next week, see some good articles at Ammo Land. And for those of you who enjoy when Dean is here, you can go to AmmoLand.com. Not quite half of his stuff is there. Enough is there to where if you started reading it today, and, anybody wants to commission themselves to go do that, then you can let me know when you're done. I'll probably be in my 80s. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are talking to Dean Weingarten. He's currently hanging out in Washington, D.C., going to go cover an event tomorrow on the Capitol City steps. And you were about to tell us about some special forces types that carry 10 millimeters.
Denmark Special Forces, I think they call it the Arktisk Commando in Danish. And the Sirius Dog Patrol in English, where they take dog sleds and they militarily patrol Greenland. And there's a lot of Greenland and very little people. And there's a lot of polar bears on Greenland. And they have, so they carry a 10 millimeter Glock Model 20, 10 millimeter pistol. And they carry what I think is called a P-17 30-06 caliber rifle with bolt action for protection and for military purposes. And so I inquired to the Arktis Commando, and I got an answer from Captain Nikolaj Notlev, if I'm pronouncing it correctly. And I wanted to find out how many polar bears they had killed with their 10-millimeter pistols. And he gave me a very interesting response. He said they had not killed any polar bears with 10 millimeter pistols. He says, but they use full metal jacketed rounds because tests have shown that the hollow points won't penetrate the thick fur and hide of a polar bear properly. Well, I'm sure he just means that they won't penetrate to get to the vitals very well. And so they use full metal jacketed bullets, which, of course, are also covered by the Geneva Convention, but I can't say if Denmark is a signatory to that convention. But he says that they have killed muskox with their 10-millimeter pistols when they had to for self-protection. And a muskox is not a small animal.
Nope.
They're much bigger than deer. The bulls go up to about 600 pounds, so that's kind of in, like the elk range, I guess I would say. And I don't think we have anything in North America that exactly fits. Some elk are a little bigger than that, but That's much bigger than your ordinary, two or three ordinary white-tailed deer. And they have used the 10 millimeter. He says, but at close range. Well, yeah, I don't think, you know, if it was long range, you wouldn't be self-defense in a muskox, generally. So they use the 10 millimeter, and they have had some success against muskox, but haven't had to shoot polar bears with them. I did this, by the way, by using the translation capabilities on the internet. So I was able to send messages in Danish that I had translated from English and to get responses. And I have to give a lot of credit to Captain Nikolaj Knoflev because he was very polite and took the time to answer my question. So
that's interesting.
I had hoped they'd have 10 or 20 experiences with polar bears and the 10 millimeter, and I could add to my database, but they didn't.
Well, I mean, isn't the muskox, does the muskox weigh as much as a Cape buffalo?
No, they're not quite that big. They're a little smaller. The Cape buffalo is about, I'd say, you know, about twice or even three times. A muskox, a big muskox will go about 600 pounds, which is a big animal. You know, that's three big whitetails. But the Cape buffaloes, they get huge. They get up to, I think, 1,500 pounds.
Right.
They're enormous animals. And, of course, an enormous polar bear, a really big polar bear, will get up to that 1,500-pound range, too. They're huge bears. Obviously, they run the entire gauntlet from cubs that are, you know, as big as a Labrador to 1,500-pound monster bears. But they are very large. They're the largest, on average, they're the largest bear that we have in existence. So you need some decent power. I'm working on an article, though, that shows that you could kill a big polar bear with a 22, but, you know, the places you have to aim to do it are limited, shall we say.
Yeah, I would imagine so. We've got about not quite four minutes left. Can you tell us about what you found in Detroit? Because that's very interesting.
Oh, fascinating. In Detroit, I was reading an article about self-defense there, and they just, it might have been a news broadcast, and they just casually mentioned that they have multiple times the number of justified homicides in Detroit on average as they do nationally. So I started doing some research, and I got the actual numbers, and I worked it out. And in 2018, Detroit had 25 times the number of justified homicides, the rate, I should say, because obviously there's just one city in all the U.S., but the rate of justified homicides in Detroit was 25 times the national average, which is astounding. And but that comes from 18 justified homicides in 2018. For a city of about 670,000 people. So that gives a justified homicide rate of about 2.7 per 100,000. But they have a homicide rate of about 39 per 100,000, which is second highest in the nation. But it's the lowest.
Are we losing Dean? Dean?
Yeah, there, I got back.
Sorry. Okay.
It's the lowest number of homicides in Detroit that they have had in 50 years. So even though, I mean, and I think it's partly causation. Chief Craig, the police chief in Detroit, is very friendly to concealed carry permit holders and to the idea of self-defense by the population. And since he took over in 2013, the numbers of homicides have been dropping significantly. And he attributes it in part to people being, average citizens being able to defend themselves. Do you recall the Fox News commentator is right on the tip of my tongue, had a segment about this.
Tucker Carlson.
He talked to people. Tucker Carlson, yes, exactly. And he had a great video out there where he talked to people in Detroit. Rick Ector, who teaches concealed carry and self-defense in Detroit, I've met him. He's a great guy.
He was on the show last night.
Yeah, he's great. Did a great job, too. And they just found that, you know, self-defense is up and murder is down in Detroit. Gee, you know, that's kind of the thing we've been saying for decades, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is. Is that the only big city where a police chief has gotten out there and said, listen, Craig got out there and said, I don't have the people to send to you, so you need to carry a gun so until we can get to you. You need to be able to take care of things yourself.
Yeah, he has done that. And I think it is the only big city that I know of that's done it. And you can see the dynamics because Detroit went into receivership. So the mayor was no longer, or the city council, were no longer the people who appointed the police chief. The police chief got hired because it was under receivership. And so Chief Craig is not directly responsible to the mayor or the city council. He's responsible to the receiver because they're bankrupt. And so he's able to do stuff that politically other police chiefs aren't able to do because the other police chiefs are under the thumb of far left mayors and city council.
We're going to have to end that there. So we'll be talking to you on Wednesday. Have a good time there in D.C. and keep your head down. And thanks for joining
us. I'll take a lot of pictures.
Thank you.
Very good.
All right.
It's always a pleasure.
Back on Monday. Talk to you then. Everybody have a good weekend. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat, life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.